Lay of the Land is an independent production and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of this station, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Nate Timm's Lay of the Land, a show about life and politics in rural Wisconsin. I want to welcome all of our listeners. We appreciate all of you following us along. Spread the word to your friends and neighbors. So I've been touring the rural countryside, and we've got a bunch of hay down right now. As you know, there's a saying about you make hay when the sun shines. Well, we're going to have a pretty nice weekend, so a bunch of hay is down. And those farm markets are still booming out there, so while you're touring around the countryside this weekend, be sure you stop in and enjoy some of that great Wisconsin sweet corn. It's drawing to an end. I want to give you a warning here. It won't be too many weeks before it'll be all over. So be sure you enjoy that while you can. Also, the homegrown tomatoes are going to be coming to an end shortly. So take advantage of that. That reminds me that we have a trivia question that we raised last week about what was the first ranking fruit crop in the state of Wisconsin. And we have a winner. Carol Booth of Cottage Grove contacted me, and she said it's cranberries. And Carol, you're absolutely right. It is cranberries. And so you'll be the recipient of a admission to Wisconsin Grassroots Festival when we reconvene. Hopefully that'll be next spring. It's $25 value. And you will also be receiving a Devil Radio t-shirt from the radio station. So congratulations, Carol. And we will have another trivia question at the end of our show tonight. So stay tuned for that. When we're talking about crops, we've got a lot of other important crops. And some of those might show up in a trivia question in the future. So stay tuned to your ag produce. So I also want to draw to your attention the importance of supporting this show. Today we did receive a donation, which helps to keep us on the air. So you go to WisconsinGrassrootsNetwork.org and go to the donation button. That's Wisconsin, WI GrassrootsNetwork.org, and click on the donation button. Or you can, of course, contact me directly, and I will be giving my email later on in the show. And if you would like to get in on one of our podcasts, we've got about five of them in the can now. Go to devilradio927.com for that website, devilradio927.com, and enjoy some of the previous shows. Some pretty good stuff out there. So tonight, I'm really pleased to have a special guest. The guest I have tonight has served as the editor of the Progressive Magazine and the executive director of the Democracy Campaign currently. And that's my guest tonight is Matt Rothschild. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Nate, it's a real pleasure. Thanks for inviting me on.
I appreciate having you. So I know you have given numerous talks around the state of Wisconsin. You were just sharing with me a couple of different places you've been this summer. And our democracy is probably in one of the more critical points it's ever been in its history. And we all really need to tune up our awareness about how critical that is. I think some of us in the past have thought, boy, we're sure privileged to have this wonderful, stable democracy. And lo and behold, we found out it can be threatened pretty quickly. So, Matt, I'd like you to talk about what you see as some of the ways our democratic institutions are being threatened.
Well, Nate, thanks so much, and that's a big question, but you're absolutely right. I mean, we're taught, you know, when we're kids, when we're in seventh grade social studies class or in, you know, high school American history class, that, you know, we have this great system of checks and balances, and we're the longest running democracy in the history of the world. Well, we saw on January 6th that our little system of checks and balances is not very sturdy, that the whole thing can be turned over and kicked over in a couple of hours. And actually, I have never been more worried about our democracy in my lifetime than I am right now. We have a terrible combination of things going on. We've got this mix of white nationalism and this crazy irrationalism that's out there about the election, about COVID, people just not believing in science. And then you have this right-wing media universe and echo chamber where people can be on a 24/7 IV drip from Fox News and right-wing talk radio and never hear anything that disagrees with their point of view but actually reinforces their crazy point of view. And this is really toxic for our democracy right now. I am worried, actually, about fascism. It's not just authoritarianism, because authoritarianism could be a few generals in a couple tanks. But fascism is a mass-based right-wing movement. And Trump has shown us that he has this mass-based right-wing movement. And even when Trump's gone, that mass movement's going to still be there for the next demagogue who comes along. And so this is a very dicey time for us. And it's laid on top of the traditional threats that we've had to our democracy, which is money in politics, plutocracy, gerrymandering, racism, and a whole bunch of serious issues that have been with us for decades and really since the beginning of the Republic. But to have this white nationalism, risk of fascism, the glorification of violence. I mean, there's going to be a rally on September 18th called Justice for J6. That's justice for the Trump terrorists, as Dom and Crudy call them. Justice for the people who are in jail awaiting trial or already convicted because of their lawless behavior and outrageous subversive behavior on January 6th, the likes of which I never thought I'd ever see in my lifetime, people storming the Capitol and beating up police officers with American flags. And this is not normal. This is not how things should be. And to have the right wing now glorifying what happened on January 6th, like Marjorie Taylor Greene does, I mean, this is really threatening the foundations of our democracy right before our eyes.
Thank you, Matt. It's what's really puzzling to me is that all my life I observed the Republicans, and I wasn't a Republican, but my father was a Republican, and up until FDR showed up. He believed in small, responsible government. He was basically a financial conservative. But now you've got an entity that's in power that subscribes to almost none of those traditional values that Republicans subscribe to. They're not fiscally conservative. They launched the biggest tax break in recent times, which was all put us in debt, and they had no problem voting for it. They also have had no problem violating any of our traditional separation of powers agreements, where they used to be very concerned about that. Local government, they used to parrot how important local government was, and now it can dispose of local government in a pen stroke. because it gives them more power at the level that they are at this time. So those are just a few examples of how they are in complete conflict with their traditional values. And it seems like there's an opportunity for a conversation to be held. There's a lot of folks, I'm afraid, who are really not paying attention. What do you think about that, Matt?
Yeah, you know, I think that there are people who aren't paying attention. There are Republicans and independents who don't like this really right-wing fanatical drift of their party or lurch of their party. And, you know, I'm thinking of Republicans like former congressmen, still Republicans, Reed Ribble and Tom Petri from Wisconsin. They've been denouncing this right-wing lurch of their party. Actually, Paul Ryan, of all people, just came out this week to say, guess what, fellas? You know, it wasn't rigged. The election wasn't stolen. And there are people like Dale Schultz, who is the majority leader of the Republicans in the state Senate for some time, who has drifted apart from the direction the party's going. Even Tommy Thompson, we saw him stand up to these right-wing nuts. And so I think there's a way to get to a section of the Republican Party and of independents and try to bring them back from the abyss.
Well, thanks for those comments, Matt. We'll be going away here for a few minutes, and then we'll be back with Lay of the Land and some more conversation with my guest, Matt Rothschild. Thank you.